You can't write a book about this, Dave.
You can't write it. If they did, they wouldn't believe it.
That's right. Yep. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's good to be alive. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
You know, you say it is. You say it's good to be alive. I actually had my first physical in a long time on Wednesday.
What did they say?
They said I should probably start exercising a little bit more, but more importantly, drink more craft beers.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually what we recommend, too.
Yeah.
is, you know, if you're ever feeling down, just double the dose of Knuth Brew.
That's right. And if you're feeling down, put some down.
Yeah. If you're feeling down, put some down. That's right. That's actually our new slogan.
I just thought of that. And, you know, actually, everything turned out great, which I was surprised because... we know why. I was honest with the doctor.
Oh man.
And she's like, "Well, do you drink?" I said, "Sure."
Yeah. How much?
Right. And I was honest.
You know, what do you say? That's a good question. Yeah, well, finish your story. I want to know what you said. When you said honest, what did you say? Cheers.
You know, they give you cheers. They give you these intervals, like, would you say you drink more than 3 beers 4 nights a week? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but if you just compile it all into, like, you know, Friday night through Sunday.
Yeah.
I just kind of did that.
Okay.
You know, so I said I would up that a little bit.
So up it a little.
Just a tickle.
Just a touch.
I said, you know, we had Mother's Day. We had a couple drinks and stuff, and I still was a little tired Wednesday morning sitting there. Yeah. And you could still feel the weekend in your blood.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the doctor came in and I met him. It was the first time I met him.
Okay.
So he was sitting there and he said, well, what do you drink? And I said, well, anything but Jameson and Malort.
Yeah.
Or Malort, however you want. Didn't laugh, didn't say anything. And I'm just kind of being honest. Right. I mean, I'll have a gin and tonic or a vodka, Bloody Mary, or beer and Canadian Club whiskey. And so then he's like, well, did you fast? And I said, no, I drove the speed limit here. Still no laugh. And I'm like, man, this guy, you know,
he needs a beer.
He needs a beer. That's right. So I said, I had a coffee with creamer this morning. That was it. He's like, you can do your blood work right now if you want.
Sure.
I said, perfect.
So all right.
I went and I got all the results and it
green. What was the ABV?
Yeah, that's right.
Was there still a little residual?
Yeah. They found blood in my alcohol, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised. Everything came back good.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm a green light to have a silly weekend.
Love it. We have something fun going on tonight. It's our inaugural kickoff with DJ Music Bingo.
I've heard some good things about that.
Yeah, so we have, of course, DJ Trivia every Thursday night at 6, which is like continues to grow and grow. I mean, I think it's every week it's like 100+ people.
Jeez,
for trivia.
That's
but
crazy.
Tonight we're kicking off DJ Musical Bingo, and they put it on the big screens and they play the song and you get the cards and I'm kind of excited for it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll test everyone's knowledge. I did that one time with, I wasn't part of their group, but the group was at a table at a place in Oshkosh. Our buddy Ollie.
Okay.
Tim Oliver. He, Utica Fire Chief. He used to be the Utica Fire Chief. He was there and he texts me. He's like, you know this, J-Ray. Come on. And it was up on the board. I'm like, it wasn't the song. It was the lyrics. I take that back. So it was not Music Bingo.
Oh.
But I look up and I'm like, oh, that's got to be Journey.
Yeah.
And it was a Boston song and they got it wrong.
Wow.
And I will never hear the
the end of that one. Yeah.
But it's fun to watch people and with their confidence, I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. And then, nope. Sorry.
Yeah. 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 So we got that going on. And then tomorrow night we've got live music with the Maintenance Men. And they're actually musicians, not mechanics.
Right.
So that's going. Crossroads Market continues to be our vendor of the month. So the gas station and the grocery store there. So if you bring your 6-packs in, get entered for free merch. And
very nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't finish your story before about something with honesty and doctors.
Oh, well, I always wonder, you know.
What do you say when you go in for a physical?
Well, it's like. So my beer consumption consists of you know, like this morning, we're having one here, but then, you know, when I got in the morning, you know, I'm checking the tanks, you know, so by the end of the day, if you tally them all up, it's, you know, it's a fair amount of water, right? Yeah. There's water and beer.
That's like when girls go on wine walks.
Yeah. I'm just having a sip just at a each titch, place. Yeah.
Yeah, it adds up to two bottles.
So but it's like, it's not like I'm slamming right. four or five beers at 6 o'clock every night, you know? So I don't know. I just kind of, well.
Moderation. That's why I named my home bar Moderations. Yeah.
But I just had to redo my life insurance, and they put me in like the highest, like I got the best rate. Like, they were like less than 1% of people.
Even though you own a brewery.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a boy. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
So we're both green lighted.
So, anything coming up for Memorial Day weekend?
Well, we have our American Lager coming out, for Memorial Day, like probably like the week before, which is our 250th anniversary edition for our great country. So that's coming up. And then I've got a lot of favorite days of the year, but Sunday is the Chilton Beer Fest, if you've ever gone to a beer fest.
That's like Polka Central.
Yeah, this is like, it's in the Holy Land for sure, one. Sure. So it's at the fairgrounds. You can still get tickets. Chilton Beer Fest. And Copperbox is playing. Two-Fifths Party Band is playing. We're going to be bringing the beer there. We're actually going to be sneak peeking our new American Lager there.
There you go.
That'll happen. I think 1 o'clock.
Green bean casserole from here.
Yes.
In the Holy Land on Sunday.
You know, the best thing about this one is you get the... I think it's the Rotary guys. You know, so Vern's Cheese is up there. They're selling cheese curds, and then they bring in this food truck and they do these like fantastic steak sandwiches. But my favorite part is the Rotary guys come, and then there's some other, like, you can find like Steins, like these merchants, you know, like they're selling all these old beer stuff. But the best part is the Rotary guys, they are selling cigars.
There you go.
And you have a, you know, like, it's just fantastic. So
cigar? Well, I shouldn't.
It's the only. I mean, I've been to a lot of beer fests, and it's the only one where you can buy a cigar.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Oh man. Well, we have a beautiful Saturday coming up.
Yeah.
80 degrees and sun.
Ripping college graduation. So congrats to all the graduates. Mm-hmm. Going to be a beautiful day.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Come on out tonight for some musical bingo.